direction. Just in a few minutes, I wanted to explain something. Every year I say, I want to explain it, want to explain it. And I hinted on it 2 or 3 years ago, no, 3 years ago, but in few words. Today I want to explain to you the meaning of what is called تمثيليه القيامه. It's not تمثيليه القيامه. In English, it's known as enactment of the resurrection. Enactment of the resurrection. It means that we do try, depending on the prophecy which is written in the Psalm of David, the prophet and the king, Psalm number 23, explaining the resurrection of our Lord and the direct result which happened after this resurrection. And this psalm, which starts with the earth and its fullness are the Lord's, he says, lift up your gates, you princes, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, who is strong and mighty. The Lord, who is mighty in war. Lift up your gates, you princes, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Taman, you recognize now what we do. What happened that the Lord took our body from the Mother of God, as he's always explained to us tonight, and crucified it on the cross and was buried. And on the third day, he resurrected from the dead, giving this body the power of the resurrection. That's why, through this power of resurrection, he entered to the kingdom of heaven, not the paradise of joy. The paradise of joy is the awaiting place or state for those who are going to enter the kingdom of heavens on the last day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes to finish the life on earth and to start an eternal, everlasting life in heavens. So the Lord gave my body through the cross the power of resurrection. Now, the only body in the universe which is in the kingdom of heaven is the body of Jesus Christ, which resurrected from the dead. That's why he said about the gates of everlasting. The gates of everlasting, it's not just the gates of paradise of joy. No, it's the gates of the kingdom of heavens. As if the angels were informing the gods of the kingdom of heaven that the Lord Jesus Christ resurrected the body of sin, changing it to the body of resurrection, giving it the power of resurrection. So, through this victory on the cross and through his resurrection, he was able to enter with this body in the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean? It means that everybody of us now has the chance to enter the kingdom of heaven. And because the Lord does not want us to wait until we leave this world, so he gives us on the altar every time we come to the church, in the liturgy, at the end of the liturgy, or the conclusion of the liturgy, he gives us his body and his blood. Which body and which blood? The body of the resurrection, which is in the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because without that, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. But with that, we can do. That's why every time we celebrate the Easter, the resurrection of our Lord, we remind ourselves, rejoicing that now, through his resurrection, we have the chance to enter the kingdom of heaven. He is the first one, and no one yet entered the kingdom of heavens. Only all of us, God willing, will enter it when he comes again, not as a redeemer, but as a judge, to give each one according to his deeds. This is the meaning of the enactment, not the play of resurrection. علشان لما بنسمع كلمة تمثيلية يقول دي تمثيلية على مسرح بقى, احنا مش في المسبح, احنا في المسرح بنمثل. لا, it's a remembrance of what happened 20 centuries ago when the Lord resurrected from the dead, ascended into the heavens, entering the kingdom of heavens, giving us the chance to enter after him at the last day. May the Lord return these joyful days for many years to come in peace, love, joy, and true light shining in the hearts of every one of us as a good sign that we are really resurrected with our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to him forever. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.